It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
He grew up on his father's farm in Ontario Province in Canada. He did his sheriff work to help meet the family expenses. His jobs varied from selling such farm products as butter and eggs to working in a grocery store. And, of course, he had his routine farm chores. By the time he was 28 years of age, he decided to venture out on his own. So he set out for Chicago with the sum total of his life savings, $60. Once in Chicago, he began the pursuit of a dream to build a big cheese business. He bought himself a wagon to haul cheese in and began buying and selling the dairy product. He was allowed to purchase the cheese on credit and pay for it from his earnings. Times were not easy, and at the end of 1 year, he took stock of his business. He learned that he was $3,000 in debt, and the chances of his paying it off were slim. It was a rather disappointing year for the cheese merchant, for he'd spent a year working from early in the morning to late at night, and now, despite all the long hours and hard work, his credit was gone, and it appeared that his business and dreams were gone also. Driving his horse toward home one day, he was talking to the animal, while also talking to himself. He asked Patty, the horse who had been named by the young man, what the trouble was. "What's the matter with us, Patty?" Well, strangely enough, an answer came so loud and clear that the young man stopped the wagon to see if anybody else was around. Here was the answer. "You're trying to leave God out." It was a rather unusual answer for the young man. He wasn't known to be a real religious person. But he continued his conversation by saying, "Patty, if God can do any better with this business than we have, he can have it." Well, shortly after that, the man asked God to be his partner. He soon joined a church and began teaching a Sunday school class. And things started getting better in the cheese business, too. Before long, he discovered a way to preserve cheese, something which had been impossible to do before. And with the discovery, his business boomed. He soon had to hire another helper, and then another, and soon he had more than 100 employees, and then more than 200, and soon he had 1,000, and eventually the business grew to employ many thousand. From the day that he made God his partner in business until the day he died, this man found business good. He gave generously to his church and to other good causes, and he was always wishing to share God's love with someone else. So the next time you eat any Kraft cheese, remember this story about James Kraft. And I think he would want us to go on to say that the wisest move he ever made was taking God in as a partner.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.